This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Anchor by Spotify. And if you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. No specialty training or equipment needed. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast worldwide on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, like I've been saying, Anchor is totally free. It's free. Download the Anchor app today or go to anchor.fm to get started and make your podcast dreams a reality. That's anchor.fm. What are you waiting for? Download the app. Let's run the option and give you our picks for the week. It is the option for week 9. That's right, week 9. There are only 18 weeks, so we are halfway there. And a lot of these teams are living on a prayer. But you know who else is living on a prayer? Foxy right now in our CBS Pick'em poll. He is ahead by one, count him, one game. It is tight. It is tight right now. And you can still join. Go to Fade Route Podcast on IG. Click the link in bio and join today. But let's see what you got. The Thursday night game of the week. The 7-0 Eagles fly into Houston to take on the 1-5-1 Houston Texans.
Eagles.
Texans are going to give them a scare. Thursday night, short week. It'll be scary. But the Eagles are supremely talented. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Tune in every NFL Sunday to Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green light, and fantasy sits, or red light. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 every NFL Sunday during the season. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get the Fade Route. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with DNZ. Every NFL Sunday during the season.
Sunday. The 4-3 Los Angeles Chargers travel east to Atlanta to take on the 4-4 division leading Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons, baby.
I gotta take the Falcons too. It's hard to believe that Justin Herbert isn't hurt. He's playing through something right now. And Falcons are rolling. The Falcons are absolutely rolling right now. They're going to stick with it. The 5-3 Dolphins, with their new look linebacking core, go into Soldier Field to take on the 3-5 Bears, missing their best linebacker in Roquan Smith.
Dolphins.
Pretty handily. And they're going to play Chicago Bear football. They're going to run it down their throat. Dolphins, Dolphins, Dolphins. The 2-6 Carolina Panthers go into Cincinnati to take on the 4-4 swooning Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, the Bengals are in trouble, man. Their offense is in ruins without Jamar Chase. So for me, I am going with the Panthers.
I'm going to take the Panthers, too. I think that Jettisoning Matt Rhule was the start of something. Getting rid of that knucklehead Robbie Anderson was part two. The Bengals are not what they were last year. The Super Bowl hangover is very real. That offensive line is still not great. If Brian Burns can get to the quarterback, it could be a long day in Cincinnati. The 3-5 Packers go into Detroit to take on the 1-6 Lions.
Oh, GB's got to win this one.
this is tough. Like, Green Bay is just swirling down the drain right now. The Lions play hard. Fuck it. I'm taking the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions. Because the Packer defense is no good. It is absolute trash. And DeAndre Swift could totally have a game against them. The 2-5 Raiders at the 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm going to take the Jaguars.
It's hard not to, right? It's hard not to take the Jaguars. Like, the Raiders are such a fucking mess. Jaguars big. There you go. This used to be a big matchup. Now, not so much. The 3-4-1 Indianapolis Colts going to Foxborough to take on the 4-4 New England Patriots.
New England.
Peyton and Brady, this is not. The immortal Sam Ellinger against the immortal Mac Jones. I think Ramondre Stevenson's going to have a monster game. Pats win pretty handily. The 6-1 Bills go into the Meadowlands to take on the 5-3 Jets. Jets, Jets, Jets.
The Jets are going to lose. Buffalo.
Yeah. Buffalo, pretty. It's a pretty solid bet. Especially now that Nyheim Hines is there.
Nyheim
Hines. They sent your boy Zach Moss packing. So he's on the Colts now. So we'll see what this new running game looks like. We'll see what James Cook does, right? He's going to be the main guy. And his brother's playing at 1 o'clock, too. The 6-1 Vikings go into D.C., Landover, Maryland, really, to take on the 4-4 Washington Commander.
Commies.
Oof. The immortal Taylor Heineke. Interesting. I'm going to go with the Vikings. You know, it's a Kirk Cousins revenge game. Kind of, sort of, not really. And, yeah, at the end of the day.
Kind of, sort of, not really.
That's Kirk Cousins in a nutshell. He's an elite quarterback. Kind of, sort of, not really. The Vikings are going to take this. 2 touchdowns for Jefferson. 120 yards for Dalvin Cook.
Can you take the championship from DNZ? This year, you can play our football pick'em on CBS Sports and compete against us in the option every week. Check the link in our Instagram bio, Fade Route Podcast, for all the details and to sign up. Then tune into the Fade Route every week until the Super Bowl for updates and standing. Bring it on.
We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 5-3 Seahawks at the 3-5 Arizona Cardinals.
Seahawks.
Go Hawks. Cardinals look like absolute trash. The 4-25 game. The 3-4 Rams go into Tampa Bay to take on the 3-5 Bucks.
You gotta think the Bucks are gonna win that game.
This is...
Gotta, right?
They gotta. The Rams are nothing to write home about this year. The Rams are absolutely nothing to write home about. So the Bucks should take this pretty handily. Your Sunday night special, the 5-2 Titans seem to have quietly stabilized themselves. Go into Arrowhead to take on the 5-2 Chiefs.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win.
How about them Chiefs? Loaded for bear. And the Titans are, if they're starting Malik Willis again, not going to be a great performance. And your Monday night delight, kind of, sort of, maybe. I don't know. The 5-3 Ravens go into New Orleans to take on the 3-5 Saints.
Ravens. I think they beat Andrew Dalton and company.
They'll at least score a touchdown. They'll at least score a touchdown, unlike the Raiders. I'm going to take the Ravens as well. I think Roquan and this defense smother Andrew Dalton, and it's not going to be pretty. Teams on a bye this week. A lot of them. 6 teams. The Browns, the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Giants, the Steelers, and the Niners. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly.
want to get on the action, we want to hear from you. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @faderoutepodcast. Drop us a DM on Twitter @faderoutednz. Comment on our YouTube channel, The Fade Route with DNZ. Questions, comments, picks, segment suggestions, you name it, we want to hear from you. Get at us in, crowd.